Hey, this is Monica, and you're listening to the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. Welcome to the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. I'm your host, Monica Byron. I am here to help you become the best you that you can be. I will be giving you tips on how to improve your life through a positive mindset and through fitness. Now let's dive into today's episode. Are you tired of dieting and not getting results that you want? Are you confused about what healthy eating actually means? Are you tired of Googling and looking at Pinterest for healthy meal options and recipes? I would have said yes with a capital Y-E-S to all of those things in the past. Actually, to be honest, I probably wouldn't have admitted that I had any trouble with those things because I thought that I knew what I was doing. I thought that eating as little amount as possible was the only thing that was going to make me lose weight. I struggled for so many years on what I like to call the diet roller coaster. I didn't understand what nutrients my body actually needed to thrive, and I just didn't know what I was doing. And I have had so many women reach out to me and message me just asking for help and what they should do when it comes to their nutrition and simply the question, what should I be eating? So I created my Understanding Nutrition ebook. With this ebook, you'll learn the basics of nutrition, why your body needs protein, carbs, and fats, how to live a healthy lifestyle without dieting, how to overcome things like the craziness of the weekends and the holidays, and how not to view food as a bad thing, and how not to feel ashamed for eating foods when you actually need to eat foods. You need to eat all of these things in order to have a healthy body. And included in this ebook are my top 10 recipes that I used all the time. So head on over to the link in my bio on Instagram at Monica Rose Byron to get your copy today. It's seriously less than a couple of Starbucks orders. So head on over to my Instagram page, click the link in my bio, and get your copy today. Start living a healthier version of you. Welcome back to another episode of the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. As always, I am so thankful and grateful and all of those things that you chose to listen to this podcast today. I know you have a million other things that you could listen to, and it truly means the world that you clicked on this podcast and you're listening today. So today I'm just going to jump right into what I want to talk about, and that is accepting certain things about ourselves and not constantly trying to change them. So recently, I saw someone's Instagram story, and I was just this idea. Once I started thinking about it, I was like, oh my gosh, us as women do these things all the time. And It's like we're constantly trying to change parts of us, always. The more I started thinking about it, I was like, oh my gosh, I've done that, and we all do it. So the biggest one is, I think, we're always trying to change our weight, right? Most of us, not all of us, but most of us are constantly trying to lose weight. We think that we'll be happier when we lose that 10, 15, 20 plus pounds. And we just think our entire lives are going to change if we weigh less, if we're skinny, if we can fit into those pair of pants or that dress. And I can speak from a lot of personal experience on that one, because I thought for 20 plus years of my life that being quote unquote skinny was going to make me so happy, that it was just going to change my entire life. So that one is, I think, the most common that we're always trying to change is our weight. And we can go a little bit further and just say, you know, we're always trying to change our body in some
way, shape, or form. And that can come from insecurities. We all have them. I have, you know, previous episodes on insecurities. You should definitely go back and listen to them if you haven't. It's a two-part episode, 2 weeks in a row. I talked about my own insecurities, and in the other episode, I talked about how we can try to get over our insecurities. Because we all have them. Even your favorite, you know, Fitspo or whoever you follow on social media, they have insecurities as well. So go back and check out those episodes. But so, like I was saying, it could be, you know, our arms, our legs, our stomach. We're always trying to change parts of our body. And to go further, we, you know, change our hair, we change our nails, we change our eyebrows. And if we can start accepting things as they are, accepting things that are just naturally part of who we are as we were born, gosh, we could be so much happier. We could be so much more happy every single day. We could be at peace with ourselves. Just accepting certain things about ourselves, especially things that we can't necessarily change. So what I'm talking about there is, you know, we can't necessarily change specific parts of our body and like where we tend to like get more fat or tend to hold more fat. A lot of that has to do with genetics. So while, yes, of course we can lose weight, we can't, you know, spot reduce. There's no way to just get, you know, a six pack abs or something, or just to grow your butt, or just to lose, you know, some flab on your arms. There's absolutely no way to do that. And that's why I cannot stand these things on Pinterest that say, you know, 10 moves to six pack abs in 30 days, or whatever those crazy things are, or, you know, do these 5 moves for toned arms in 30 days. It really bothers me, because we cannot, and I'm speaking from experience and, you know, doing research, looking at articles, all that stuff. We cannot spot reduce. We can't. So if you're like me, I tend to just carry a little bit more fat in the lower part of my stomach. I used to call it my shelf. I would always say like my stomach has a shelf, because I just have some more fat there. And, you know, as I've grown, I try to appreciate it by, you know, reminding myself that someday, hopefully, I'll be able to carry a baby there. But, you know, that's just me accepting my own body. So as women, we're typically likely to store fat, either, you know, around our hips or our butt, or in our lower part of our stomach, which is what I tend to do, just, you know, genetically, lower part of my stomach. And I can't change that. That's my genetics. That's who I am. That's how I was born. So other things we can't change are height. Okay. So whether you're 5'1", 6'1", whatever you are, we know that we can't change our height. So we don't wake up every day trying to change it, right? That would be so silly for us to wake up and think that, you know, if I just work out, if I just do 1,000 sit-ups, I can change how tall I am or how short I am, you know? So we don't do those things. And we need to start accepting other parts of ourselves, just like we have no choice but to accept our height. I mean, obviously there are things like wearing heels and or flats, depending on if you want to be taller or shorter. But if we can just accept some things instead of putting so much energy and money and time into trying to change things about ourselves, we could be so happy. We could literally change the world because we would be happy. We wouldn't be putting each other down because we would be more satisfied with ourselves, happier with ourselves, more comfortable with ourselves. And, you know, like going to get your hair done. How many times have you gone to get your hair done and maybe you're someone who, like, every once in a while you just completely chop it off, or maybe you drastically change the colors, whatever you might do, but do you go in thinking that you're going to be so much happier, you're going to be a different person when you walk out of the salon? We do that sometimes, right? We think that changing things on our physical appearance like that are just automatically going to make us happier. And, you know, maybe it makes you happier when you walk out of the salon, maybe for the first couple days, people are complimenting you, you know, you just feel good, you feel better about yourself because you change your hair. But, I mean, after a week, after a month, after 2 months, you're going to go back to however you were feeling prior to that new hairdo, right? So, we need to start accepting those things about ourselves. Like, if, for me, for instance, I have naturally, like, I guess I don't even know what color to call my hair. It's kind of dirty blonde, light brown, some natural highlights, and it's kind of curly, frizzy, you know. I will never have like pin straight bleach blonde hair or pin straight black hair. In the past, for a couple of years, I dyed my hair almost black, just because I liked it, but I thought that that would, you know, make me a happier person. I thought that it would kind of change me as a person, and it didn't. Not to say that I didn't like the hair, because I liked the hair at the time, but I spent this money and this time on changing my hair, thinking that because I was unhappy with my own weight, that the hair was going to be the difference, the thing that's going to make me happy. So we just need to start accepting who we are and accepting certain things about ourselves. Like I said, our hair, the texture of it, you know, if it's curly, it's likely not going to be straight unless you straighten it. If it's straight, it's likely not going to be curly unless you curl it. And I'm not saying not to change your hair or not to, you know, go to the salon and get a different hairdo or hair color. Because, I mean, like I said, I have curly hair. Sometimes I straighten it. But I'm just saying we need to separate us thinking that we're going to be a different person or be so much happier when we do that thing. We need to just accept, like, this is the hair that I was born with. And, you know, even if you don't love it, still just try to accept it. Or like my other example, I need to accept that I genetically just store some more fat in the lower part of my stomach. And no matter how lean I get or how much muscle I build, I am probably always going to have that little layer of fat in my stomach. And another big one, is that inner arm fat, you know, like if you have a bathing suit on or a sports bra on or a tank top on and you can kind of see like right below your armpit, how we just have that fat. And so many of us, we don't want to wear the tank tops or the dress or the shirt that might show that. And we could spend all day trying to look on Google or looking up on Pinterest, you know, workout moves that are gonna, you know, reduce that fat right there, or maybe lotions or Vaselines or whatever. We could spend all of our time and our money and energy on trying to change it, or we can accept the fact that it's just part of our bodies, and dang it, does it really matter? Like, you don't go around looking at other women's little fat right there between their tank tops and their arm, right? I mean, that doesn't make you think that
let's say your best friend or your sister has some fat right there in the tank top that they're wearing or the dress that they're wearing. You don't think that they're a worse person for that, right? But we're so dang hard on ourselves for having that little bit of fat right there. Why? Why do we waste our energy and our time in those negative thoughts on ourselves? That's what we need to stop. We need to just accept that maybe we have a little bit of fat there. You know, we need to accept the height that we are. We need to accept that maybe, you know, you'll never have the hair that you want to have every day, all day, easily. Maybe your skin tone isn't the skin tone that you want it to be, right? There's just all of these things. And yes, like I said, if certain things just make you feel better about yourself, getting your hair done, doing, like tanning yourself, oh my gosh, what's it called? Like self-tanner, like the lotions or sprays or whatever. It's fine, absolutely fine to do all of those things if they just like make you feel good and make you feel like you look better. That's fine. I am all for that because if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that I am all about you feeling good in your skin. And that's the point of the podcast. So if it makes you feel good, do it. But like I said, don't do those things thinking that you're going to change as a person and you are going to be so much happier and you're just going to be a happy person because you have changed that thing temporarily. Okay? So, like I said, if we could all just work on accepting certain things like that about ourselves and deal with it, for lack of better words, then that's a starting point for us to just be so much happier. And I'm right there with you, girl. I, like I said, am, you know, really, really working on, you know, the fact of me always just having a little bit more fat in my stomach. And, you know, just things like that that we can't change. Cellulite. I have cellulite. And I've learned over the last year, you know what? It shouldn't stop me from wearing spandex to the gym if that's what I want to wear to the gym, if that's what makes me feel good and feel comfortable. Because, you know, one, it doesn't matter what other people think of what I'm wearing to the gym. And two, I'm sure all the other females in the gym have some cellulite too. So please, 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 please work on accepting, especially things that we just cannot change about our bodies. Work on accepting how your body looks more than you're working on trying to fix it or trying to come up with a solution. If you can stop, you know, looking on Pinterest and stop Googling how to get rid of your cellulite and get rid of that inner arm fat and work on accepting it, appreciating it, starting to like it, starting to love it, you will be so much happier, I promise. You won't be wasting that time and energy and money on, you know, silly products that might say they might help and then you do it and then you get frustrated because it doesn't actually work. So, please, 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 for your true happiness, work on enjoying your body as it is and not constantly trying to change things about your body that you can't change. We are all beautiful humans. We are all beautiful beings, how we were made. And the more that we can accept who we are as we are now, the happier we'll be and the better we'll treat each other because we will be happy with ourselves. So again, this is not saying don't work out, don't get your hair done, don't do self-tanning. This is saying start by accepting how you are now and you can do so much more from a happier place than from a negative place. So move your body because it's healthy for you. Don't move your body because the only reason is because you want to lose weight. Because losing that weight isn't just going to make you a different person, and it's not just going to automatically make you happy, I promise. It's who you become in the midst of doing all of that stuff. So accept where you're at today, accept the things that you cannot change about your body, and just work on being a happier you with what you have, and then you'll really start making life changes that are going to make you the best you. All right, I'll catch you in the next episode.
If you have listened this far into this podcast, you finished the episode, I super, super, super appreciate you. So I want to give you a discount for my Understanding Nutrition ebook that I mentioned in the very beginning of this podcast episode. So as a thank you for listening to this episode, you can purchase my ebook through my Instagram, the link in my bio, like I explained before, and use the code HEALTHY10, that's capital H and the number 10, to give you 10% off of the ebook.
If you enjoyed this episode, can you please do me a favor and screenshot and put it up on your social media, tagging me so we can spread the word about the podcast? The only way we can spread the podcast, spread the positivity, is to let others know that it's out there. So you can do this by screenshotting the episode, putting it on your stories and social media. You can leave a review on iTunes. It's super fast, super easy, and even quicker, you can leave a quick rating of the podcast. I would super, super, super appreciate it. And this podcast can only grow because of you. And remember, positive looks good on you.